This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. At least three doctors and their driver were killed and another wounded in an explosion in the southern part of the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday morning as they were driving to work at the country's largest prison. In a statement, authorities expressed deep regret upon receiving sad news that the acting director general of the prison's health department, Brigadier Dr. Nazifa Ibrahimi, was killed along with two other doctors and a driver. Family sources say the male doctor killed in the attack, Dr. Abdul Mateen, was Dr. Ibrahimi's husband. A Pakistani human rights activist who'd been missing for days has been found dead in Toronto, Canada. 37-year-old Karima Baloch, who had been living in exile in Canada for 5 years, campaigned for human rights in the troubled region of Balochistan. Baloch made Pakistan in 2015 after she was charged with terrorism, according to the BBC. Toronto police said she went missing on Sunday. No cause of death has been announced. Flights to the UK were showing as canceled on departure boards at Berlin-Brandenburg Airport on Monday after Germany imposed a travel ban on Britain amid concerns over that new variant on the coronavirus detected there. Christian Jones is a traveler from London.
How do I like not being able to fly freely around Europe? I think it's a little bit annoying. Yeah, I think I'll be able to come back, but I'll be traveling in a month or two, so it's not acute, my travel situation. So, yeah.
And Suzanne Pioff is a German, and she lives in London.
I mean, I'm German, and here everybody is even more precautious. We just don't know what's going to happen. Of course, in a way, I think we are exaggerating, but I don't want to say something else, because we don't know what happened, so better to be precautious, for sure.
This is VOA News. Trucks in Calais were still crossing the English Channel to the UK through the Eurotunnel and on ferries on Tuesday. The volume was much reduced given the travel ban from the UK, but there's currently no ban on goods going to the UK from France. Congress passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package that would finally deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals and resources to vaccinate a nation confronting a frightening surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
If we're going to safely enter the economy and our schools, we must crush the virus. I have hope because of the virus. That's why we could support this bill.
Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican from Texas.
We have big wins in this package to help us defeat the virus once and for all, with billions more in funding for vaccines, testing, distribution, and more.
The bill approved on Monday night is going to President Trump for his signature, which was expected very, very soon. A new report from the Air Force finds service members who are black are more likely to be investigated, arrested, and punished than their white counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
The Air Force Inspector General's report finds a large number of black service members reported experiences with bias and racism. One-third feel that they don't get the same opportunities as their peers who are white and are less likely to be promoted to higher ranks, but more likely to be investigated and disciplined. One black squadron commander said there was little support, and it seems that if black service members make one mistake, it's the end of their career. The report comes as the Pentagon struggles with a broader effort to expand diversity within the ranks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
EU chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier said in Brussels today that the Brexit talks are intensifying.
We are really in a crucial moment, and we are giving it a final push. In 10 days, the UK will leave the single market, and I will continue to work in total transparency with the Member States right now and with the Parliament. Thank you.
The discovery of the new variant has prompted many nations to ban travel from Britain. On Monday, officials with the World Health Organization said that while there may be evidence the variant spreads more quickly, there's no evidence it is severe or deadlier. The head of Germany's Robert Koch Institute says it is likely the variant identified in Britain has already made its way to Germany. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.